Welcome to Orphans No More, a radio extension of Justice for Orphans Ministry, a program dedicated to rally the church for the cause of the fatherless, advocating Christian families to adopt and get involved with foster care here in the Capital District, as well as globally, and encouraging and supporting those who've heard and heeded the call of James 1:27.
Deuteronomy 10:18 says, "He ensures that orphans and widows receive justice. He shows love to the foreigners living among you and gives them food and clothing." Welcome to Orphans No More. I'm your host, Sandra Flack of Justice for Orphans Ministry. Today, my guest is the father of Orphan Sunday. Joining me all the way from South Africa, Pastor Billions Chandwe. Pastor Billy and his wife, Catherine, have four children. They live in Zambia. And presently, Pastor Billy is also the president of Together Africa Without Orphans. It is such an honor and privilege to have you today on the show. Pastor Billy, welcome.
Thank you so much. I appreciate for hosting me, and God bless all the listeners.
Yes. Well, like I said, it is my honor to have you as a guest on Orphans No More today. Pastor Billy, like I said, you are the father of Orphan Sunday. Let's start there. Several years ago, you were moved by the plight of orphans in your community. You preached a message in your church, which you called Orphan Sunday. Tell us how Orphan Sunday was birthed.
Thank you so much. And Orphan Sunday started in a very small ad press church in a town called Kalingalinga in Lusaka, Zambia. After seeing in our community, especially our church member, when we were some kind of experiencing the pain and the death that came because of the HIV crisis at that time, it used to happen that in a week or in a month, you could bury more than four, five people, and these would leave orphans. And there are no families, the relatives who would come on board to really look after them. So as a church, I was teaching the church by then that there's a demand, there's a command in Scripture that we need to take care of the orphans. And the reality was that these children needed people to defend them, to care for them, to provide what they needed. So from time to time, there was Bible study, morning session, that I would stand with the Scripture and teach. And one of my key phrases that I used to teach always was, "Love is not love until you express it." And that got into the hearts of God's people, and we saw ourselves coming up with a day in a month that we could just look at the orphans in our church. Then it grew also in the community. In the nutshell, that was the beginning of Orphan Sunday. So we can simply put and say it was the children of God wanting to stand, to speak up, and to demonstrate the heart of God. An opportunity to let the church and the community friends answer the God's call to care for the orphans. So that's how it started.
Yes. And I know on the Christian Alliance for Orphans website, or if you can, our listeners can simply go to orphansunday.org, they can watch a video, a short video called Zambia's Gift to the World, which you are featured on that video and several others talking about how all of that got started and the impact that it has had. And then in 2003, about there, Orphan Sunday came to the United States through a missionary, Gary Schneider, from Every Orphan's Hope. And Gary was in one of your services, one of your church services, and witnessed the hearts of your people in your church caring for orphans. And he was so moved by that, that he brought that idea, and God kept putting upon his heart the idea of one day that the church would come together with one voice for one purpose for the orphan. So Christian Alliance for Orphans picked that idea up, and it has grown since 2003. And I know last year, Orphan Sunday was observed in thousands of churches across the United States, and then back around the world in something like 70 nations globally. Pastor Billy, share with us about the impact that Orphan Sunday has had around the world.
Thank you. And indeed, for sure, God has really used his humble servants through Christian Alliance for Orphans, CAFO, to really emphasize that the vision of this day is indeed to express the heart of God for orphans. And in that, Orphan Sunday has been expanded around the world. There are many events, activities that are taking place in different churches and community. But we see the impact that Orphan Sunday has raised a great awareness that the church has come to understand the orphan crisis, what it is. And also the church has come to be reminded of God's commandment. But not only that, the church also has been seen working together. Orphan Sunday has some kind of brought different regions, different continents, different churches to unite on that day and speak with one voice for the sake of the fatherless in society, in our region, and in our country. Let me say, from one church in Zambia to over 70 countries around the world, we see many churches participating each year. But I want to emphasize that we cannot just bring the impact to stories around Orphan Sunday or statistics, but it's also important we realize that it has brought tangible change in the hearts of people who are inspired to express God's heart in words and in deed. With millions of orphans globally, our efforts to care for them must just go beyond international adoption, but also expressing and be intentional in terms of helping them in their own country to find families that these children will grow in. Those are few among many impacts that Orphan Sunday has brought across the world. And we are really grateful to the Lord for what he has done.
And I know here in the United States, we've seen families move to adopt, to begin fostering. And like you said, the best practice of children being not in institutions, but being adopted and fostered within families in their own communities around the world, that awareness is spreading. I know many churches have established orphan ministries as a result of observing Orphan Sunday. Justice for Orphans, my ministry, was established as a result of our church observing Orphan Sunday. Yes, and I just heard another story recently from Wendy Park of Canada and how she and her husband were on vacation in South Korea visiting. Attended a Korean church, and on the day they went to that church, the church just so happened to be observing Orphan Sunday. They had never heard of it before, had not considered adoption or anything before. And that one really? Orphan Sunday observation in a Korean church moved the Parks family to begin fostering, and which led to them adopting a child in Canada, their home country. And then they established Forever Families of Canada, which is another ministry similar to CAFO, making a difference in the lives of the children who are orphaned and in foster care in Canada. It's just it's amazing what God has done through Orphan Sunday, and it's only what God could do. So, Pastor Billy, does it surprise you that from one message that God put on your heart, and you faithfully lived that out and preached that, and your church embraced it, are you surprised what God has done through Orphan Sunday?
Wow, indeed. It's amazing. Getting from what you have just said, you hear stories in Africa, outside Africa, of what started in a very small church with few people and it has grown. It has really amazed me. But again, you would look and just appreciate God. And ultimately, the impact of Orphan Sunday has been to see how churches have now come together. Even other faith-based organizations, such as CAFO, WWO, has helped in changing the minds and the hearts of the body of Christ or the believers to really understand what it takes to express God's heart towards the orphan children. So definitely, I agree with you. This has been some kind of a surprise, but also a gratitude to God to say, wonderful, this is the doing of the Lord, and you just give him the glory.
Yes. And I just want to remind our listeners that this is Orphans No More, a radio extension of Justice for Orphans Ministry. To learn more about adoption, foster care, global orphan care, you can visit our website, justicefororphansny.org. And we've been talking about Orphan Sunday this morning. And to learn more about Orphan Sunday and how your church can get involved, you can visit OrphanSunday.org for free resources and information. And even there's a video on there. I think it's about 20 minutes. It's called Zambia's Gift to the World. And it tells the story of the birth of Orphan Sunday through Pastor Billy Nchandwe and his church in Kalingalinga in Lusaka, Zambia. Did I get that right, Pastor Billy?
Yes, thank you so much. it was right on spot.
Oh, wonderful. So my guest today is the father of Orphan Sunday, Pastor Billy Nchandwe, joining us all the way from South Africa today. So if you hear the technology sounding a little odd, it's because of he's all the way in South Africa. But we're just thankful that God provides this amazing technology that we can have him as a guest on the show today.
You're right.
So, Pastor Billy, you are also the president of Together Africa Without Orphans. And welcome back to the show and tell us what TAWO, T-A-W-O, Together Africa Without Orphans, what is that?
Yeah, thank you so much. What I would say is, like we were saying before, TAWO is also part of what we could say the impact of Orphan Sunday. It was people in different countries in Africa who are actively involved and allowing God to use them, their churches, their network, through the platform of Orphan Sunday. Then we came together to say, let's go beyond just creating awareness, but let's begin to see a continental network of churches, NGOs, governments coming together for the sake of bringing lasting change in the lives of the orphans. So that's how TAWO was born, and we now have more than 50 respected Christian organizations committed to care for orphans. And we ignite, equip individual and regional, national churches for adoption, fostering, and continental orphan ministry. And we are grateful to the Lord that we have really seen a shift, especially we are so intentional in terms of family care. We are advocating strongly to see promoting and implementing family care. and we are seeing indigenous Africans, which never used to happen. In most cases, we used to see what we'd call international adoption. But now, we are seeing the local within their countries, through their churches, the influence of their faith, that they are coming on board to adopt, not only for biological reasons, but also because they are now understanding the gospel of adoption. And Tau has been a channel to bring churches in the regional and national to really bring a strong voice towards that. And we are grateful to the Lord. So basically, in the nutshell, that is what Tau is all about.
So it's really that shift from international adoption, because I know the mindset here in the United States, when, you know, when someone would mention orphan, you would think international adoption. But best practice is really for a child to remain in their village, in their family, and
that's it.
When that's not possible, having the indigenous churches, families within those churches rising up and adopting children. So you're seeing that. You're seeing the church in Africa coming together and embracing adopting within their communities.
Yes. There are many stories, testimony of how the local are rising up and taking children into families. Others from the streets into families. Others from the institutionalized into families. And through Tau, we have been able to provide the capacity, building opportunities that will enhance that process, that people understand what is it that is involved in seeing successfully a child or children reintegrated into family. And we are grateful to the Lord that we are seeing a bigger result and great testimony of children who are now in families. They were in institutions, they were on the streets. By the grace of God, by responding to the teachings of the gospel, that Christians and churches are rising up to take their role and see that children are in safe places, and this is the family.
Can you, Pastor Billy, can you share with us one of those testimonies, one of those stories?
Recently, I received a call of one of a pastor here in South Africa who attended one of our summits. And then she understood what adoption is from the gospel perspective. When I say the gospel perspective is where you are shown that the same way God loved us, we were orphans and he loved us. And he didn't just love us and he leaves us there, but he adopted us into his family and we are his children. And many example illustrations were used. And then after a month, that couple called me to say, we want to see you. We went somewhere, we had coffee, and then they said, no, we are so much best of this summit. We have never had a child for about 5 years, but now we understand when we want to obey and demonstrate the scripture. So could you help us? What can we do? And I told them, praise God, I'm willing. We pray, and this month, by the grace of God, we are going back to Zambia. That's where they found a child. The government was involved, and everything was done according to the law in Zambia. And now that child have found a permanent family, a mother and a father. We took her from an orphanage in Zambia that looks after children from a day to 1 year. It's called the House of Moses. So that's where we found this child. And by the grace of God, that child has now found a father and a mother here in South Africa. And we are going to bring that child and come with the family. There are many, but that's one of the stories that currently God has used as a testimony of what we are trying to talk about just now.
Mm. So, Pastor Billy, thank you for sharing that testimony. And what is on your heart that you really want our listeners to embrace today? What do you want them to really get from this conversation?
Thank you so much. And it's just a blessing once again to all who are listening to this program today. This morning I was wondering on how Scripture reviews God as a great God, reviews God as our loving God, as a Savior. But also, I would like to urge all the Christians listening to me right now that the Bible reviews God as the one who places special emphasis or expressing his heart on defending and caring for orphans. So I would want to encourage them that loving orphans can be a powerful, transformative. And it does not only transform a child, it can transform a family. It can transform even the church to move it to go beyond its self-focused religion. So to everyone listening to me on this program, I'm praying with you and for you that let God's deep compassion for the fatherless really steer you and your soul, that together we shall do our part to see every orphan child anywhere. And since I'm speaking of in Africa, much in Africa, to be found in a safe and loving family. So I encourage you, may you share the heart of God. May you join God, that he will use you and me to be his hands, to be his feet, to be his mouth, so that these children can be loved, defended, and be placed in safe and loving families. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Pastor Billy. And where will you be on Orphan Sunday this year?
I will be celebrating here in South Africa at a church called Jesusarang. We are expecting more than 30 churches in total or above to come together and just have time together, read scripture, pray, have fellowship, and just express and be willing to let God be glorified.
Mm. Pastor Billy, thank you so much for being a humble vessel that God has used to birth Orphan Sunday and bring so many children from being orphans to now being sons and daughters, for your faithfulness to just talk about these things and share these things, and how God has united the church, and now children are in families instead of institutions, and that's what we want to see. So thank you so much for all of your hard work and your faithfulness.
No, thank you so much also for having me on your program today. May the Lord bless you and bless the listeners.
Oh, and may God bless you too. I want to remind our listeners that Orphan Sunday is an annual observance for the church to stand on one day with one voice for one purpose, to share God's heart for the orphan. It's very easy to do. This year, it is on November 13th. It's always now the second Sunday of November annually. Now is the time to get it on your church calendar. Your church can join the thousands of churches of every denomination in every state in the United States and in 70 nations globally. Pastor Billy will be observing and coming together with, did you say 50 different churches coming together?
Yeah, like 30. Over 30 churches.
Over 30 churches coming together in South Africa on that one day. So it's very easy to do. You want to really learn how you and your family and your church can walk out James 1:27 to care for orphans. You can learn more about Orphan Sunday, and you can have access to free resources by visiting their website, orphansunday.org. And here in the United States, in New York, if you have a question about Orphan Sunday, if you would like to have me, Sandra Flack, come and speak at your church, if you want more information and any help with that, with Orphan Sunday, you can contact me by visiting our website at justicefororphansny.org. And we just encourage you, get Orphan Sunday on your church calendar. Show there's a short 2 to 3 minute video clip for 2016 to show. It's designed to show in churches. It just takes a couple of minutes to just start this conversation about orphans, about children needing families, about God's heart for the orphan, and start talking in your church about what does the scripture say? What is God's heart for the orphan? What is adoption? What is spiritual adoption? What is our part? What can we do? And begin having that conversation. And you never know where God is going to take it, because I know this ministry, Justice for Orphans, was birthed out of one church observing Orphan Sunday 1 year, and it just grew from there. And we've seen it all across the United States and all around the world. And the ultimate goal is to see children no longer orphaned, but children adopted into families and becoming sons and daughters and no longer orphans. So get Orphan Sunday.
Amen.
Yes, amen. Get Orphan Sunday on your church calendar. Find out more about that at orphansunday.org. I know, Pastor Billy, Together Africa Without Orphans, do you have a website or you have a Facebook page?
Yeah, we do. We do have a website, www.tawo.co.za.
Okay, and you have a Facebook page as well, correct?
Yes, we have a Facebook page, Together Africa Without Orphans, TAWO.
TAWO, okay.
TAWO.
TAWO. So you can learn more about what God is doing in Africa, in this area with orphans, and how the churches in Africa are coming together and uniting and standing with one voice for the purpose of the orphan, for orphans becoming sons and daughters. So, Pastor Billy, again, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me on your program. The Lord bless you.
God bless you too, and our listeners. And again, you can visit our website at justicefororphansny.org.
Thank you for supporting this program by listening today, sharing what you've heard, and praying for orphans and children in need everywhere. More information is available at justicefororphansny.org. Visit and discover how you can make a difference in a child's life. And be sure to tune in to Orphans No More next Friday.